Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August the 14th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a half a cent at 787 and three quarters, September wheat down 10 and three quarters at 616, and November beans up 18 and a half at 1326. Meal was up 330, oil was up 93 ticks. The wheat came back. We rallied 10 cents off the lows, so it wasn't a terrible day here. We were just 2 cents off the daily highs, but still 19 cents under the overnight highs. Again, I'm surprised that we're lower in the wheat with everything that's happening with Russia and Ukraine. The fact that the Russians fired those warning shots at the Turkish cargo vessel certainly wouldn't make President Erdogan very happy. So this all the tension is still there, and who knows what's going to happen next. I just think it's a big mistake selling wheat at cheap prices out here. The corn was able to rally almost 7 cents by the close. Pretty good comeback. We were lower most of the day and rallied to close up a half a cent. Beans were strong really all day here, and I think the export sale helped. The inspections this morning weren't bad on the corn, 398. A little bit light on the beans, though, was a little bit better than last week at 298, and the wheat was miserable at 183. So the wheat's still trying to find a home for some demand out here, which really hasn't been forthcoming with all the cheap Russian wheat around. Overall, again, I see no reason why we're at these lows in the corn and the wheat market. I think with all the tensions around the world, we should be higher. Apparently, the world is convinced that the Ukrainians are able to ship out a lot of grain despite all the problems that the Russians are causing out here. I'm not sure that's the exact case, but it certainly feels like the grain market is telling us that the war is over, but I don't see that at all. Tonight's crop progress report should show a 1 to 2 percentage point gain in the corn and beans. Now, we've got pretty good rains here in northern Illinois that came in from Iowa. I've had 2 good rains move through my hometown here. But this looks like it for quite a while. And the temperatures west of us, west of Illinois, looks like Nebraska is going to be touching 100 degrees by the end of the week. Kansas, 100 to 101. No rain in the forecast for the next 9 days. Really for anything west of the Mississippi. So I just don't, see that this is the place to be selling grain out here. Like I've said before, I can't remember the last time we ended a growing season with the last 2 weeks of August being this hot and dry. So we'll see where that goes. But, we'll see what the crop ratings are tonight. But I would think the pros would buy lower openings caused by the ratings and looking for them maybe to go back down next week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.